It used to be pretty simple. Politicians would stand at a lectern or something and say things like this into a microphone.
The British people must know that our party guarantees to protect wages and make our country great again.
And in case you didn't trust their intentions, they might even add,
these guarantees will be written in our manifesto and we promise to deliver them.
For much of the 20th century, that language was broadly enough for politicians to communicate the policies they intended to deliver to the electorate. Key words were
guarantees
and
manifesto
and
promise.
And that sort of did the job. But fast forward to the present and we find a whole host of new words and tactics have been employed by politicians in what seem like increasingly desperate attempts to get the public to trust their promises. The word promise alone is no longer enough. For a start, this word is everywhere now.
Pledge.
Pledge.
Pledge is pledge.
Yes, along came the era of the pledge. Perhaps it all had something to do with unexpected VAT rises, that whole tuition fees thing. The language of trust changed. There had simply been too much of this.
Broken promises.
Broken promises.
Broken promises.
Broken promises.
But it seems the word pledge was not enough. We needed more.
The Daily Record very much tells what is the key story here. The vow.
Ah, the vow. It shot to prominence during the Scottish independence referendum.
The three Westminster leaders promising change.
So was a vow now more concrete than a pledge, which is better than a promise? Who knows? But these days, even a vow isn't enough.
I make this pledge. We will legislate within 100 days to say these taxes can't go up.
During the election campaign, David Cameron went one step further, guaranteeing his pledges by promising to put them into a law. Presumably, we'll also need another law to stop that law being repealed, just to make it cast iron. But even that's not enough. Not to be outdone, Ed Miliband upped the stakes.
Our six pledges form the basis of our plan for working people.
Here he is. We see him standing in front of a whopping 8-foot limestone slab.
These six pledges are now carved in stone.
Yes, if you want the public to trust you in 2015, you have to carve your policies into a giant stone slab.
They're carved in stone because they won't be abandoned after the general election.
So, what's next? Apparently, politicians are thinking of calling up space exploration experts.
Good morning, Anna speaking.
Oh, hello. Have I come through to the space conference organisers?
Yes, how can I help?
I'm calling on behalf of a major UK political party, and we're hoping to put a list of our key pledges into space so that we can't change them. Do you know anyone who might be able to sort of help me get that started?
OK, can you just give me a little bit more information?
So, is that the final frontier? Maybe not. Green politicians will have their manifestos tattooed across their backs using organic ink in a Brighton-based backstreet tattoo parlour. Another party is doing the same thing, but with branding irons. And one party is planning to put their leader under a guillotine operated by a timer which will trigger should their policies not be implemented when they said they would be. And as for why they're doing all of this...
If we've lost your trust, that's how I hope we can start to win it back.